Never too busy to freaking old blowjob.
Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, season 3, episode number 18. Netflix episode 17. We're ending out the series. This episode is called "The Sun Will Rise."
The
Sun Also Rises, which is a play on an Ernest Hemingway novel. The difference being, "Sun" is spelled with an O in this, as some kind of reference to Adama, to Lee Adama.
Him stepping out of his father's shadow.
Well, and then also something about Admiral Adama stepping out of his father's shadow, because he has to go be a judge now. Remember, his father was a lawyer, and he, quote, hated his father.
Daddy, Dustin.
It's Dustin.
You're horrible.
So yeah, play on an Ernest Hemingway novel. Again, about Lee Adama as the son. I don't know. My son just slept. My son just also rose from his bed and sidetracked me. Irony. So, Dustin, what'd you think of the episode?
I thought, I'd say Lee Adama got some huevos in this episode.
Eggs?
He really... Some... he got some balls.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh?
Because eggs are in the ladies.
Oh, Brent says it's testiclos.
Yes. Quejones.
Quejones. There we go.
K. Jones, if you will.
K. Jones. Mm-hmm. Huevo. Yeah, got some man eggs. That's what they're called.
No.
Yes, he got some balls in this episode. I think he's... it was nice that, like, most everybody is starting to, like, come to terms with the fact that Starbuck is gone. Not everybody's all crazy about it.
I really don't... Like, I watched this episode quite a while ago, so I don't really know what to say at this juncture.
There's the whole pen situation.
The pen thing was weird, because then you have to imagine that that pen has been in somebody's butt because of the frisking. Mm-hmm. And they were just handling it, no problem. Let's just pass this pen back and forth. Yeah. How come the new lawyer won't take his fucking sunglasses off?
No, like, and I even read the synopsis. They describe him as a man who always wears a blue coat and sunglasses.
What does that even mean? Is that, like, is he supposed to represent something?
I don't know, but I bet he's a Cylon.
Of course, because he's a new character. He's a new main character introduced way too early. He's a...
Yep. And, like, whenever the bomb was under the, what do they call that, the Raptor? The transport deal?
Mm-hmm.
The bomb was under the...
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if he put that bomb there and he's inside it, of course he's going to be a Cylon, because he knows he's going to be reanimated. And, like, he knows Athena's going to be reanimated, and Adama, or, like, Lee Adama, that would have just killed him.
Or maybe it would have, he would have reawoken.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
Hey, you
know what? You know who the last Cylon's going to be? Billy.
It's going to be Billy?
It's going to be Billy.
Do you think he'll come back as a Cylon?
No, I don't think so. He's been dead for, like, a season and a half. I'm just making that shit up.
Maybe his reanimation goo pit is under construction.
Gross. Beyond that, we got to see a little Cylon 6 in this episode. We find out that the prosecution is trying to use her testimony against Balter, but she is not testifying against him. She's not saying anything incriminating, which is what it would seem the opposition is trying to insinuate, that, like, her not saying something bad is bad, because then he's in collusion. But it's like, right, we already fucking know that. So how are you going to bring that up in a trial? That's stupid. I don't know.
So there's this whole thing between Athena and Callie with the gun. What's that about?
Oh, the deleted scene?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they find the bomb under Athena's raptor, they're all standing around talking about it, and Callie's like, it was probably her. And Athena's like, that's so stupid. Like, I love my daughter and my husband. Why would I kill myself? And so then later on in the episode, there's a deleted scene where Athena confronts Callie About her accusations of planting the bomb, which gets physical, Athena hands Callie her sidearm, and Callie points it at Athena's chest. Athena taunts her to pull the trigger, but Callie hesitates. Callie tells Athena that she can't bring herself to shoot because she knows Athena loves her daughter and her husband Hilo, and that she would never do anything to jeopardize them, like planting a bomb. Callie lowers the gun where Athena grabs it and quickly points the weapon next to Callie's head and warns her that if it's discovered that Callie was the one that planted the bomb, that Athena will put her down herself. So, kind of interesting, but I understand why that was cut. It's not needed for anything. Unless there's some like overarching story arc of them trying to like ignite a feud between Callie and Athena, which Callie, you know, killed Boomer back in the day, so I don't really understand what that's about. I don't know. Overall, I think that this was a calm before the storm.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this was just kind of a filler piece until the Crossroads two-parter, which is apparently going to be fucking epic that everybody keeps talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No matter how good or bad it is, during our recording, we should be like, man, that really sucked. I'm probably not going to watch the next season. Battlestar Galactica sucks.
Season 4, I'm off, man. Fuck this shit. No, we'll be watching them later this week, with Follow Network superfan Jeff Thorpe.
Yeah, maybe Mike Cooksey and Britton and a couple other people.
Oh, well, tell Jeff about that.
Yeah.
It's his house.
We talked to him about that, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Well, I didn't officially tell Mike Cooksey.
Okay. Well, hey, let's schedule this later. so say we all.
Yeah, so say we all.
All right.